Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really, really healthy and darn sexy people. Woohoo! Oh, I love Sundays. I love being here with you. I love everything we bring in. And boy, that I'm telling you, things are moving and shaking. Things are, the understanding is just blowing wide open. The private sessions have been off the charts again. It's exciting. It's exciting for me to watch all of our work and the culmination and the expansion that's just ongoing. And my book is on Audible. So I went in, I recorded it. You can get it on Audible now. We sent out an email with the link, which we're going to get up on the website. It's not up yet, but I'm really excited about how it came out, you know, because I'm an actress, and because they're my own words, I think, you know, the Audible has a lot of power behind it. And this Thursday, guys, is the webinar, the Universal and Individual Highest Claims for 2022. Look, you have to understand that if you want the life you want, you also need to create the world where you can have that in. Okay? So if we are so smallly focused on just our little piece of the world and the puzzle, we're not playing with all energy. And that's coming up a lot in the private sessions. You've got to understand that you are working with all energy. Okay. So anyway, the webinar is this Thursday. It's on the homepage at imdwallace.com. Be there or be square, dudes. Yes, I'm getting a lot of emails. Are we doing Creation Station? Yes, I will be doing Creation Station this year. I haven't narrowed down the dates because I need to see when our fabulous chef and caterer, Mr. Tamor Ghazi, will be available to do it this year. And I'm also allowing the energy to settle a little bit. You're going to see a lot of things starting to clear up, guys. Of course, as you believe it's delivered to you. So if we want to create the world where we are free from worry and strain over all this virus stuff, then our consciousness is what creates the consciousness. So do your work on behalf of the world, will you? Please. You know that. You know that. Then I had an email from someone that stirred a bunch of stuff up. Basically, her email was, why are so many people dying every time I go on the news feed or something? There's somebody that's died, and they're all young, meaning in their 70s. Now, when I went in to check this with the channel, They would not allow me to use the word dying, but they replaced it with leaving. Why are so many people leaving in their 70s and younger? And they took me to, God, I can't read my writing here. The first sheet. Oh, yes. Well, here we go. See, all energy is integrated completely from all dimensions into my divine self, which means the people that are leaving are resisting merging with all other energy to create. It's, you know, me against the world kind of thing. And guys, that's not how creation works. You have to work with other energy. If I'm going to walk on a set, I have to work with my director. I have to work with my producer, right? I have to work with other actors. It can't just be what D wants. So all energy, we're going to claim this together right now. All energy is integrated completely from all dimensions into my divine self. And the last thing I want to talk to you about is, a lot of you know I've been doing two movies at one time. So there was one movie where everything was complete chaos, drama, just, I can't even explain to you how many people weren't there to do their job. Okay, and I worked on that one first, and I came home and I said, look, guys, I'm done with this. Why am I attracting these experiences? And you could have blown me over with a feather. The answer was, well, they want me to go in order here. Hold on. They took me through three things, and I've got to start from the bottom up. So I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. And why do I not know what I want? Because if it is good for me, I will not like it. And why? Because I believe I have to pay and have some kind of redemption for all this good coming to me. Yeah. So I bet that resonates with a lot of you. If you have a lot of drama in your life, if you have a lot of chaos going on in your life, in any subject, you probably have a belief that you have to pay for your good somehow. So we're going to balance this, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, and we clearly direct and claim, I know exactly what I want, and I keep creating it, because everything that's good for me, I love, and I know I can absolutely accept all my good joyously and happily and completely. And so it is. Okay, and the last thing, they just want to remind you, look away from reality. And reality, they put in quotes. Look away from the reality and don't focus on the troubles. Think only on these things: peace, joy, balance, love, communication, and unity. It's so vitally important. It will be the difference between our heaven and our hell in this earth. The more we come together and focus on exactly what we want. And so it is. Anything else? Oh, they want me to balance again, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, baby cakes. So it is. Can I go to the calls now? Yes. Please have your questions ready, and we're going to start with Miss Paula in California. Hi, baby cakes.
Hi, Dee. Boy, do I resonate with all of this.
Yep, I think a lot of us are going to.
Yeah. Okay, my question is that, like, for weeks, it seems like, I've been waking up before light, just kind of worrying about all these little nits and just worrying and worrying and, like, you know, I just kind of wonder, what is the underlying thing, you know?
The underlying thing is that you believe if you worry, it will help.
Oh.
And
my
we
mom.
Know. Yeah. Get a big yes on that.
Yep.
Look, that's what most of us were taught, Paula. And the channel has said over and over and over again, worry is the worst thing you can do because it puts all your attention on what you don't want. And now they're bringing in worry is another way of creating the belief that you have to serve some kind of redemption for your good.
Yep.
Okay, over, done, we've gone. Okay?
Yeah, so when I wake up like that, I just say, relax, thank you for letting me know, and just I just have to, just keep relaxing and let it go. And know
trust
the universe.
And redirect it. No, I'm not doing this. Do you understand, brain?
Yeah.
I am not freaking doing this. I am focused on peace, joy, balance, love, unity. I know that all my good is delivered to me joyfully. I know that.
Yes.
You know?
Yep.
It's a process. Yes. Deep breathing. The deep breathing will help a lot, guys, when you get into all this, because this is what you're really defining is anxiety, Paula.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
it's extreme. Yeah.
Again.
And I do deep breathing. I do meditation. But so I've got, like, my entire world is, like, you know, it's like I've stepped off a cliff and there's, you know, it's all, you know, everything's changing. And the stuff with my brother and the houses and all that and trying to get him on board and, you know, and
okay,
really
how about,
working on keeping.
How about you just keep focused on what you want and allow him come on board? Do you see, guys, I did a little work with somebody yesterday. And it was all about the channel kept saying, you're pushing. You're pushing.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to push everything. That's not creation.
Absolutely. I know what you mean. You have to
allow,
definitely.
Well, and you allow by knowing that the work that you do, that you know, works. So, you
mm-hmm.
see, if you have the overpowering core belief, I am the powerful God of me, but what I direct doesn't work, then nothing's going to work.
It all comes back to that. Yep.
Everything.
Yep. Okay.
Everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll continue.
You know this.
I will
trust
and know.
Well, yeah, and before you go to sleep, I just say, okay, you know what, brain? I'm not doing this. What I'm doing is I'm waking up peacefully and in my knowing. I know and I'm clear. I know and I'm clear.
Tonight,
okay.
Here we go.
Okay, let me know, will you? Please?
I will.
I'd like some feedback.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you guys, I ask you for feedback all the time and none of you do it. Susan, where the hell have you been?
Hey, hi, happy new
hi.
Year, happy belated birthday, happy Merry Christmas, and thank
yeah,
you for celebrating my birthday
shit.
On, my birthday was on Thanksgiving, and I think everybody's celebrating it this year, yay, I am
oh,
so happy.
Nice. That's
I am
nice,
so happy.
Good
this,
to hear from you.
Yeah, I wanted to call in because I spoke with Solita, And she says, "Where have you been, girl?" She says, "Everybody's been worrying about you." I'm like, "I'm here. I'm doing great.
I have not been worrying about you."
Oh, I know.
I don't.
But other people have wondered what happened to me.
Yeah, well.
No. Okay.
You know,
all right.
We've missed you.
Okay.
What's your question?
I'm going to retract that. Everybody has wondered what happened to me.
Okay. So what's your question?
Is that better? Okay. So, the only thing that's going on with me that isn't okay is my knee that was bothering me before, the same area that I injured in July last year. It's still giving me problems with pain.
And they're saying this is a spiritual thing. I asked if it was physical. It goes right to no. So going to the sheets. We're going to a core belief. This page here went through 5-1. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. What are you trying to do in your life that you don't think you have enough energy to do? And I'm getting my big yes, so we're definitely in the right place.
Probably the spiritual work that I need to be doing more of. I don't know.
Don't say I don't know, because then your brain cannot give it to
you. You're right. You're right.
I'm going
to
your son.
Right.
Let's go to your son.
Ah, yes. My son is a big influence in my life.
Well,
he comes in.
He's a big influence, and he's a big drain on your energy, Susan.
Yes.
Is that true?
That is also true. Yes, that is
true.
Okay.
Okay. Again, guys, I'm giving you what they gave me about Gabrielle early in when she was growing up. I release you to your own divine I am presence.
Okay. I release you to your own divine I am presence.
In other words, I let you create yourself. You see, you're trying to create him. You can't, Susan. And you're right.
Noah.
You don't have enough energy to do that because you cannot create for another person.
That is true.
Okay. Which knee is it? Your right knee?
The right knee.
Yeah, that's... See, you can't walk into your power, guys, if you're trying to save everybody else from theirs.
Would you like to know something? Yes, something interesting. I'm right now drinking a cup of coffee from a cup that my friend gave me that says, "More self-love." Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
So I'm reinforcing myself, and I believe that I have realized that my son has been a big drain, because sometimes
you've realized that for years, but you let the guilt, you just let the guilt override it, Susan.
Okay, so I got to let that go.
I am not saying not to love your children, not to energetically support them, and you must allow them to create themselves, because otherwise you go down and everybody goes into resentment. Ultimately, that's what happens.
Understandable. Thank you so much, Dee.
You bet.
Love you.
And I love you too, baby. We're going to Dan in British Columbia. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm pretty fabulous. How are you?
I'm pretty fabulous, too. We had a couple of sessions last year around my issues regarding money. Nothing has changed in the past 6 months, and I just wanted to know if the channel has some hope or guidance or inspiration for me.
See, as soon as you said that nothing has changed, my pendulum went to no. It's true that you do not realize that anything has changed financially. And there's been a lot of change within you. So let's see. There's three things. Well, here we go. It's kind of going to be a mini private here. Three things you have to align to create more money in your life. Number one is you've got to work on your self-worth, Dan, and it goes to my big yes. Why don't you think you're worth making a lot of money? I'm going right to your dad. What did your dad teach you about that, or model to you about that?
Well, this is something we've talked about before, too, that he had modeled it. Money is tough to get, and you've got to work hard and stress for it.
Yeah.
It doesn't come easy.
Okay. So if you're working on loving yourself more, you can't have both those things. I can't love myself more and still think I have to struggle a lot for money. Because that's not a match to self-love. So number one is, my definition of self-love is easy money flow. Now, the second thing is, you don't understand. Guys, everybody listen to me. And this is about anything you want to create. You have to understand, you're still seeing money outside of yourself. When you think of creating it, you create money within you first. So I want you to do the breathing exercise, and on the exhale, connected to your love place, with a smile on your face, you say, I am divine money, and see the light within you. That's what creates it for you. Do you understand?
Yes, and I know I've been doing that. I'll continue to keep doing it.
Okay.
Yes, I understand that.
Okay, and number three, sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Okay, so again, there is a belief from your dad, well, you can always get close, son, but you can never get there.
Right, and that.
So, well,
yeah.
But you see, just by the very nature of your question, Dan, it's how can I get there? You have to know I am there. Guys, I teach this every week. I am money. I am health. I am beautiful relationships. I am success. I am. My creative power within me is already these done.
So, right.
Go ahead.
And I'm sorry. So is it just a matter of me being more patient? Because I feel like, and I guess this is what's prompting me to call today, was that feeling sort of like, is this working? Am I getting anywhere? And that's why I feel like the last
you
time
are,
we talked was about six.
You are, and you need to, it's like you're at the fence and you haven't jumped over.
Exactly. And I feel like,
well, you've got to jump over.
You give me a hand over the fence.
I just did. They just did.
Okay.
They told you exactly what you have to do. You see, you have to know you're already over the fence, Dan. But we all keep trying to get there. How can I get there? How long is it going to take me to get there? Why am I not getting there? Instead of defining ourselves as there, so the universe can match up with that. I'm testing, and I'm not getting anything else. Anything else. I want you to re-listen to the show, write down what I gave you, and start doing it with the breathing exercise. And get up every day and go, I know, and I am clear, and I know I'm there. I know the money's here. I'm worth it. Let's go, universe.
Exactly. That's exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly how I feel. It's like I'm ready. Let's
no, that's
this.
Not how you have felt. Yeah, you see, listen to your words. Let's do this instead of this is done. It's such a little tweak, guys, and it's everything. You have to know The more you are in your knowing, the more the creation comes to you. All right, sweetheart. Thank you for calling in, Dan. Much love to you.
All right.
We are going to LaVon in Reno.
Good morning, Dee Dee.
Hi, baby cakes.
Hi. Thank you so much for that opening story and sharing your life with us. It really makes a difference.
Thank you. Well, you know me, pretty much an open book.
That's great. I have had this reoccurring hip pain, my left hip. And I thought to myself, isn't it interesting that I only have it at night, not during the day? And that same day, I had it during the daytime. So I said to myself, we are not doing this, no more. And the pain went away. And I thought, this is really interesting that it's happening so fast. Is it that easy to work with energy? And what we came to was that I was in the now. You know, it's a very subtle difference between I am creating health and wellness and I am health and wellness.
You bet. That's what I was just talking to Dan about. Exactly.
So fabulous. But... Okay, but that's
and
I have to keep doing it. It doesn't come back as severe as it was, but it still keeps reoccurring.
Okay, so that tells you there's a belief about what?
Yeah.
Just said it, LaVon. I have a belief that things have to reoccur. You see, they showed you how simple it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if there is an overlying belief, well, they're saying no, you didn't doubt it. You just didn't understand that you had this belief. And it's not about things can't be this easy, it's about things have to reoccur in my life.
Ew.
No, yay.
Wow.
So, again, we are the creators of us that consistently, in every moment of now, create exactly what we want. We know we're the powerful gods of us that are the choice and the direction of that. It's done. Thank you. Moving on.
Consistently, yes. Okay. Great.
Now, you know, guys, again, I'm not a doctor, so everything on this show is an energetic reading. However, we know that energy, if you've got crap in your energy that you have not addressed, it will show up in your body, and sometimes you need a doctor to help heal that. I don't get that's the case with you, LaVon, but I think it's important because I hear from so many people, well, I don't believe in doctors. Well, why the hell do you think they were created? You know? But doctors, without us doing our own work first, can't do their work as well. And sometimes when we do our work, a lot of times when we do our work, we don't need them. But don't not need them because of your ego is what I'm saying. Okay?
Okay.
I'm just teaching
good.
A lesson, LaVon. It doesn't apply to you in this case, but I needed to teach that. All right, baby. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you.
You bet. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, Maria in San Francisco. Whoops, I didn't get you on. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
My call. I did see your website information that you're on Audible. It does not say that you are the voice of that. I think that would be an excellent marketing tool and bonus to say that you're the one who does the book.
It does say read by the author.
It does? Oh, maybe in the email I didn't see that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it's not always clear, but okay.
but it's a good point. Yes, people would want it more if they know I'm reading it. Good point.
Yes,
what's your question?
When I was reading, So I wanted to know, I'm reacting to some kind of ingredient or food substance that I'm not sure what I'm reacting to. I've already been tested for allergies and food aversions and nothing.
Okay, I get it's not food. I get when I say it's allergy, it goes right to no. So it's physical, mental, spiritual. It's emotional. You're reacting. Oh, Jesus, this is interesting. You're reacting to one of your own emotions. Okay, we're going to a core belief now. This page here, 1 through 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. I have to give up me so I can take care of others, or other people have to give up themselves to take care of me. That's what you're allergic to, Maria. That's how your body is turning against yourself with that belief. Do you understand? Look, guys, we can be allergic to ourselves. We can be allergic to beliefs. We can be allergic to other people for sure. Boy, have I had proof of that in my life. Okay? So, and it's both of those. I have to give up me so I can take care of others, which you and I have worked on consistently since we've worked together. Or other people have to give up themselves to take care of me. Nobody has to give up themselves for anything, guys. Creation doesn't happen that way. That's another example of I have to pay with redemption to receive my good. It's just, boy, am I glad they brought that forward for me and I brought it forward for you. Because this seems to be the, well, this is the theme of the show today. We do not have to pay for all the good we create. We just don't. We get to create love and joy and flow and beauty and happiness and health and wealth just because we're creating it out of love. So that's your answer, Maria. You are allergic to these beliefs, and that's easy to turn around. Okay? I always come forward for me so I can support others, and other people always take care and create themselves so they can support. Boy, that's beautiful, guys. I hope you all were listening. We're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light for everyone who will ever listen to this to bring that into balance. And so it is. Thank you. Boy, you served a lot of people there, dude. Thank you, darling.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Yeah, I appreciate you too, Maria. Kathy in Chicago, you're on.
Hi there. Happy Sunday.
Hi, babe. Thanks.
Hi. A week ago, my mom fell, and now she's in rehab, but she's still somewhat confused, and I'm going to use the word I shouldn't. I'm worried.
Well, you go ahead and worry. It's not going to help your mom.
I recognize that.
Well, if you recognize it, don't do it.
Okay.
What do you want?
I
want
her
mom
to be happy
and clear.
Okay, yes. Happy, clear, capable to go back to her assisted living apartment.
Okay, physically stable.
Okay.
Okay. So focus on those things with a lot of love. And then know, again, guys, you know you can talk to other people's energy. Send her reinforcements about that. Mom, I am standing in the light with you while you create these things. I am supporting you in every way while you create these things. I'm seeing it done, and I get it will be,
okay.
Kathy. you know. When I say there's any part of her that's getting ready to go, I get a no. At this moment, I get a no. Those of you that heard Predictions Week, you know that the information came in that we all have a few choices about when we want to leave, right?
Yes.
And that energy is shifting so quickly that you have to test in this moment right now. The truth is, and that's in this moment right now, going to be okay. Okay?
Yes.
All right, but don't be saying, you guys, I'm like over it. My Baptist preacher's coming out here. I'm warning you.
Here she comes.
I am over you saying, I know this, but. That's BS, okay? That's not going to get us what we want. Okay?
Yes.
All right. I love you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Let me smack the shit out of you guys. Phyllis, what's up, dude? Don't be saying I know it, but.
Oh, no. I know buts in my language.
That's a true statement. Good for you. What's up?
I just want to get clarity on my progress as far as starting my business. I'm doing a conference.
You don't see it done.
I don't see it done.
You do not see it completed already. You don't know. Look, ask, and it is delivered to you. Not ask and worry and struggle and wait and do all this shit that we think we have to do, and then you might get it. No, that's not the phrase. Ask, and it is delivered. That's why in Science of Mind you end everything with, and so it is. It's done. That's living in the moment of creation. Now, when you know something's complete, when I know that a part that I want, I already have, then I don't worry about it, I don't fret about it, I don't try to force it. There's a little part of you that's forcing right now things to happen. That takes us out of the joy of creating it and knowing, Phyllis.
Yeah, I felt that way with this. I felt this way with the business, 3-week business course. It was so intense. I just had to kind of step back from reading material all night, every night, and just kind of know that I'm on the right track. Even going to Phoenix, I feel that the information I get is just, go there, be in the energy of starting your business, and trust that the right people, the right connections will be enough.
Okay. You were good until the last. See, this is why we're doing
like
this webinar. You were good until you added the last. I'm going to Phoenix, knowing that everything I am creating within me is done joyfully and happily and successfully.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying, you know, when I do a part, I have to study my lines. I can't just go, well, I'm just going to trust that the lines are there whether I've read the scene or not. No. You know, you have to do the work on this plane while you are knowing that all is a fait accompli. How would it feel if this business was already a success, Phyllis? See, you haven't felt into that.
Okay.
You got to feel that love and excitement. That's what calls it into you. Oh, my God, you guys, you know this. You know this, Phyllis.
Yeah, I know this.
Okay, well, then I want you to start doing it all the time. Okay.
Okay, all the time.
All the time. Love you. Bye. Oh, my goodness, you guys. I love you so much, and sometimes I just want to... Paul, you're on.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I would like to ask the channel about a renovation at the cottage where I'm living. There's one in the basement that's going to be completed, and then there's the upper renovation. And it's a big project, and I'm living there at the same time. And
what do you want
little
to know,
child inside.
What
I want
to
know,
know?
Is it in my and my family's best interest, life for our life and our financially, to do this now upstairs?
Okay. The channel is going to be a little tough with you here.
Good.
Yes, and you already knew that. You see, you don't trust. Paul, you want to take your healing business out to more people. Is
yes.
that correct? Well, then
yes.
you freaking have to know that you know, dude. How are you going to teach other people to know if you don't practice your own knowing? And I'm saying that to everybody out there that even maybe talks to their neighbors or friends about this. Knowing is knowing. Knowing isn't questioning and doubting. And you want to go to questioning and doubting, Paul, and it's not going to move you forward. Okay? I mean, I'm talking myself out of a job here. I realize that. But my job is to teach you how to do your own work. And the greatest challenge you have is knowing that you know. Go ahead.
Yes, because my channel said yes to go forward with it. And I just need to figure out, you know, where to live and how to coordinate that. So I'm not trying to work while renovations and hammering is going on.
That's not what you asked. You asked if it
right.
was in your highest good. So that's the only answer you can get is by the question you ask. That's why you hear me ask all the time, is this the highest question? So now,
is this the highest question?
So
yeah.
now you want to say, all right, I know this is for my highest good. Now I am creating right now the perfect place to stay. All those answers, all those questions are answered. It's easy, it's joyful, and it's affordable.
Huh.
I have created that already right now. And then the universe starts hunting for something to bring you. Do you understand?
I just stopped at the first question. And I didn't
yes,
realize that there'd be
because
follow-up.
Because you wanted to doubt yourself. You were asking the question that you didn't really want to know because you already knew it. What you wanted to know was, how am I going to live? Where am I going to live? How am I going to handle all this while they're doing what I've already decided I'm going to do?
Yeah.
Okay? All right. I love you.
Thank
goodbye.
Thank you, Dee.
You're welcome.
I love you. Bye.
Amla in Connecticut.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fabulous, darling, and you?
Good. I just want to say I'm a big fan of Drew Barrymore myself. I know you met her a long time ago, but I saw E.T. when I was 11. So it was for my birthday myself. It was the best movie I've ever seen. Such a great childhood. So thank you for that.
You are welcome. I was pleased to be a part of a movie that keeps changing the world.
Absolutely. Thank you. For
What's your question,
out.
Darling?
Yes. My question is, I'm just going to put it to you this way. It's always been like this, but there's...
Okay. No.
Really...
No.
Okay.
No. It hasn't always been like this. Whatever it is has been like this because of a belief that you established around two years old. Okay, so what's your question?
It's a challenge with my sister. We don't see eye to eye on anything, and it's really difficult. It can be very difficult with her. And I try to do the love and the meditate, and it just feels like I'm with a child.
But why does she need to see things the same way you do?
It's not even that. It's not
even
that.
Well, that's what you just said.
Okay.
That's exactly what your words were.
Okay.
We don't see eye to eye.
Right.
Is she older or younger?
She's older, but she acts younger to me. So she's 52 in March. So.
Okay, hold on. Sheets, book. Give me a movie, any movie that pops in.
I'm sorry, I'm just going to say E.T. just popped in.
That's fine. See, when I say that your heart is open towards your sister, I get a no. Your heart opens when she agrees with you, and your heart closes when she doesn't. That's
okay,
not
that's
how it works, baby.
That's fair to say, yes.
Yeah, well, you see, again, guys, this is why our world, especially in our country right now, is so effed up. Because everybody thinks that everybody else has to believe the way they believe.
Yes, that's right. You're right.
Again, I release you to your own divine I Am presence.
Okay.
You create you, I'll create me. If we can come together in some places, great. And if we can't, I'm still going to go create me. But right now, you're using the focus on her not to create you.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes,
so nobody. So the only person that wins is her, but she's not creating her either because she's so focused on you. Okay? You just create you and go be happy. That's your job.
All right. Yeah.
Okay, baby.
Thank you
so much. Much love to you. Oh, my God.
Much love to you.
Thank you. I cannot believe this show is over already. Maybe I can take one more. Steven's yelling at me here. Sandy in Kansas City, real quick.
Well, hello, Misty. How are you today?
I'm good. What's your question? Really quick.
I am just wondering if I created this for some certain reason. My brother has asked me for money to help with my niece's college education. And I think it has to do with the thing I've been talking about.
You see, when I say you want to do that, it goes right to no.
Well, no, because he makes more money than I
have. Okay, so you already know that. Say, look, I love her and I love you. I don't feel I can do that at this time. Done.
Okay.
Over with. But then comes in our monkey mind and it goes, well, yeah, you should feel guilty about that. Well, yeah, you should help your niece out. Well, yeah, no.
Well, it's not so much that. I'm just kind of wondering why I created him asking for the money, because he knows
because,
that he...
Because part of your definition of love is that you are dependent upon. Boy, it goes to my big yes. Does that resonate with you, Sandy?
Yes.
Yeah, if you go back to your childhood and your mom, you'll see where that comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the more you depend on me, the more I feel like you love me. And, you know, that runs throughout a lot of our parents, guys, especially mothers, because we were taught the more our child needs us, the better mother we are. Well, I would like to propose that the more you create your children to be independent creators of themselves, the better mothers we are. And the and the better aunts too.
There you go.
Look, you know, I worked 3 days a week and went to school 2 days a week in college so I could pay my own way through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, if she's not doing anything to help herself either, then why should you step forward?
No.
But the point is, you already know you don't want to do this, so don't feel guilty about it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah,
because
I'm not.
All right. I kind of think you were, though, Sandy. See, that's another way we pay for having our good. We think we have to redeem ourselves by doing things we don't frickin' want to do. All right, guys, I hope you'll be with me on this webinar Thursday night. You know, the more people are there, the more amazing stuff we bring in. Those of you that have done them know that. Check out my book on Audible and Creation Station. I'm hoping will be posted this week. There will be payment plans available. We are doing in person and virtually. Let's say it together. I love me. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more. Ooh, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.